Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you?
Population Forrest
Shaw. What's up, brother?
Hey, how's it going,
man? Welcome to the show.
Dude, nice to have you.
Thank you for having me.
From the time we got to hang with you on Jim Jefferies' podcast, which you do a great job on that, we were like, we got to have you on, come and do a Friday episode of ours. So welcome, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
And you are uniquely qualified. You are uniquely qualified to comment on the idiocy of this world because you are from...
Florida.
State of Florida.
There it is.
Have you, let me ask you this.
Were you born in a strip club?
I just need to ask.
No.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so do you still have relatives there?
Yes. Okay. My mom is the only relative I've left there.
Okay. So you go back there and visit.
I'll be there next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you, have you seen it get dumber or prouder to be, like, what have you seen over the years because you were born there?
Well, I defend it a lot. This
you
is
defend.
You're forced to defend it.
I defend Florida because I'm from there, and I feel like I have to because nobody else will.
You have civic pride,
and I
why?
Feel
why do you feel the need to defend it? If it's
themselves.
Indefensible, fuck it.
It's not indefensible. This
okay.
is the thing.
Good.
You know.
I wanna hear this.
Do you know the reason why all the
yes,
like,
because they make their police blotter public.
Yeah.
And other states don't.
So, yeah,
so for all we know, Arkansas could be worse than Florida. Florida's
I mean,
just
don't
like
know.
You're just saying. Florida's honest.
Florida's like the dude who's like, here's my fetish. I like it when you shove a gun in my asshole, and you're like, oh, okay.
Right.
It's still
like,
weird.
Arkansas might also like that or like weirder stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Roy Moore.
So that's why I defend it. I just, I always say,
a lot
you
of
know,
people shave their legs. Florida does it in the front yard.
But I will say that there's a lot of laws. There's a lot of laws in Florida that make it possible too, because it's like the prescription, illegal and legal drugs have at it. Guns, you want guns, we got those. The
ability,
bankruptcy laws,
the ability to own a Cuban as a slave, which is a weird
that
thing.
Is weird.
Is that
weird?
I don't support
that. Did you
guys
read that law?
I didn't know.
That's
I
a Rick Scott special.
No.
And then the most important thing, I think, is the weather, because it's nice. It's like warm all year, and if you are, you know, a crazy person and have voices in your head talking to you, in
why
the winter,
go to
you gotta stay
why
inside.
Go to Minneapolis?
Why battle the elements?
Yeah, exactly.
You're battling enough.
Well, you have more time to work on
what was that
on
movie
your...
about those shitty kids in that apartment complex?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
The Florida Project.
Yeah.
Is that how you grew up?
It's like, just
it's
go.
A great movie.
Oh, my God. I was watching the Florida Project.
You said this before on this
2
podcast.
Hours into the Florida Project, which could have been an hour. 2 hours into the Florida Project, I'm like, why am I watching these shitty kids? Actually, we'll be watching my shitty kids.
I have crappy kids of my own.
All right, let's get into a story.
A story, because we have Forrest Shaw here. Dan, I don't know if you understand this, but Forrest Shaw is here.
Expert. Okay,
you ready?
Yes.
This was sent in by Catherine Tuck at Catherine Lorna. She
this.
Sends in a lot.
Love
Thank
this,
you.
Tuck rule.
All right, guys. It's become a large part of this town because we have a Greenlee.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now, there's this guy named Will Greenlee who writes for the
T.C. Palm
newspaper. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know.
Palm Beach, Florida.
Okay.
They have a newspaper. This guy, we can't quite decide if he is aware that he is writing like a
He's like, I got to
like
write for
dummies. Or we feel like he's got 1,500 words that he has to turn in every time. And the story is only usually about 1,000. Yeah. So he will, at various points in every story.
A lot of frosting on the cover.
He'll explain things to us that we all already know.
But explain it as if we don't know it.
Okay.
Okay. And then Dan likes to play a game from time to time. Is who wrote that?
Is
was
it
that
a Greenlee or is it
like
Dan?
I'll read
to
an embellishment
okay,
and then
fun.
Ask you
I
if I wrote it or
okay.
he wrote
all
it.
All right.
So good. Let's do it. So we got ourselves a
Greenlee. Sent in by Catherine Tuck. Like I said, Fort Pierce, a woman
Pierce.
Accused of hitting her brother and husband in an apparent quest for beer was arrested.
Part of me wants it to be one punch. You know how, like, just threw brother and husband
into the head.
Get over here. Put your faces next to each other.
What? A quest for beer? Is that what you said?
A quest for beer.
Because you know how hard beer is to get in at Fort Pierce.
Or maybe she's, like, in recovery, and they're like, our job is to keep you away from beer.
Oh, yeah? Get over here, knuckleheads. Punch, punch.
Yeah, it's like some sort of, video game shit to play every day that gets the beer.
Get through both of these knuckleheads.
Beer quests.
It's a quest for beer.
That's pretty good.
You have a great voice for us.
Oh, thank you.
You want to give us the promo?
It's a quest.
Like, if this is a movie in a world where beer is free,
go for it.
No, it's not free.
In a world where beer costs money, one woman was on a quest.
You ready? Do it.
In a world. What was it?
Oh, hold on.
God, we're done. We're done.
In a world.
Jay, he's got no short term memory.
He's got to remember.
He's
anything.
Got no short-term memory.
In a world where Forrest
in a world
can't remember
where, is it
the
beer?
Copy.
Are we talking about beer still?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
In a world where he can't see the forest from the trees.
One woman.
Two men
on a quest.
One punch.
24 beers.
The quest. The case.
Barbara Avriette.
Nope.
Barbara Avriette.
That's not a name.
It's not Barbara Everett?
No.
A-V-R-I-E. TT.
It's Avriette.
Avriette. Okay. Barbara Avriette.
Have you had your Avriette?
Not yet.
Avriette has been approved by most doctors.
Barbara doesn't sound like a person that would punch two people for beer either. That's not a name you associate with that.
Barbara Avriette was jailed on a battery charge following the September 16th boisterous
brawl.
No, because this is Greenlee.
Here we go.
Boisterous brouhaha.
Oh, Greenlee!
Damn
the
you.
The boisterous brouhaha. Way to go, Will.
Does this guy know that you talk about him?
He should.
I'm sure he does.
Can we please get Greenlee on the phone?
We're going to let him come to the fire.
I guess so. Greenlee, if you're out there.
A St. Lucie County Sheriff's deputy went to an address in the 2900 block of Avenue R after a domestic disturbance. A man said his sister, that'd be Barbara, knocked on his door demanding he open it. You know what you don't do then?
Open the door.
You don't. Anyone who's demanding you to open a door, do not open that door.
Nobody's home, Barbara.
Okay. Knocked on the door demanding he open it. He declined.
Yeah, of course.
It's the most formal way of saying he probably was like, get the hell out of here, Barb.
It's like Bartleby the Scrivener. I'd prefer not.
But I already see this writing style that you're talking about. Yeah, it's very
– just wait. Just wait, man. Just wait.
But his sister kept knocking. Mm-hmm. He eventually opened the door, and when he did, Avriette began hitting him in the head.
Yeah.
Instantly.
It was one of those like overhand
wild
punches.
You opened the door.
Yeah.
You literally opened the door to
and
this.
And then she was like, in my opinion, Prince Nassim Hamed, like wild.
Haymakers.
Well, where's the beer, though, in this whole thing? I thought this was a quest for beer. She's just pounding a guy.
You
got
to fight the trolls to get across the bridge to the beer.
Thank you.
He, what are you going to do when you get in here? Hit you in the head? Nope. Open. Okay.
All right. Well, if you put it that way. Oh, God!
Quote, she has been drinking all day, and as she was hitting him on the head, she kept telling him to go get her more alcohol.
That's right. What are you going to do? You going to get me more alcohol? Ow!
Yeah.
You get me more alcohol?
Oh. Go back outside. No. If I do, will you let me in?
Yes.
Avriette, that's Barbara, stopped with the alleged beer beating of her brother and went to her husband asking him for more beer.
I will say this. Same apartment? Beer battered fish sticks or beer battered chicken finger. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So in this case,
it's beer battered brother-in-law.
Brother.
Also beer battered brother.
I never get beer battered, though. They actually put beer in the batter?
Yes.
Yeah.
But you don't really, like, taste it.
You don't taste
it.
Depends.
It's just
it's all
thing.
Battered out. But can you give that to your kids? Like,
yeah.
If you get, like, beer battered.
Out.
It's cooked out?
The alcohol is
cooked
out.
The alcohol burns off, yeah.
All right.
The flavoring should still be there, especially if you use, like, an beer. Old style. It's like, when you're doing brats, beer brats.
If there's one thing my kids love, it's beer. Beer battered brother.
Okay. Are we supposed to be guessing if you wrote this?
No.
Oh, wait, this is a okay,
here,
sorry.
It's coming.
Because that was
it's coming.
Oh, okay. It's coming.
So after her beer battered brother, she then went to her husband asking him for more beer.
Uh-huh.
Successful marriage, you think?
Yeah.
Like going great. Yeah. The husband told investigators that he and Barb were watching football in the living room.
I love her.
for that.
The suds supply was exhausted, and Barb wanted more beer, a beverage of an alcoholic nature made by brewing and fermentation of cereals such as malted barley.
Okay,
I'm going to ask you guys.
Is it you are a guest? You can go first in the TIG, which is in the second. Middle slot, or a third. Guess if it was a Greenlee, or is that Dan trying
decided to
mess with
us? Explain beer to you?
I'm going to guess Greenlee.
Okay. Jay?
That's Dan.
I think that's a Greenlee.
All right. Townies, get your answers in as well as we play Greenlee or Dan, because the person who wrote the sentence, the sud supply was exhausted, and Everett wanted more beer, a beverage of an alcoholic nature made by brewing and fermentation of cereals such as malted barley. That was written by Will Greenlee.
Oh my God, buddy. Why do I doubt it?
Don't doubt the Greenlee.
I went with, you know, when you think someone's trying to trick you, and I'm like, that's so ridiculous.
You went with your
Right, well, you couldn't have
just
written
just wait. Dan is really good at this.
So. I mean, we can't even make this stuff up, guys.
This is written in a, like, for the public to read?
Yes.
He thinks.
Not like a child.
Right.
He's got 1,500 words. Every story comes in at 1,100.
Yeah.
He's got 400 to make up.
He's just like an alcoholic. He rolls over. He's like, shit, I got to write a whole bunch of stuff.
400 more words. We got to get this. So,
140
more.
I'm going to describe how to open a door.
Yes. Trust me.
This is incredible.
Okay. Ready? She kept asking him to go and purchase her more beer, and he said he didn't want to purchase any more beer, so she started hitting him while asking for the beer.
God.
This conversation just goes in loops.
Can you get me some more beer?
No.
Pop.
Get me some more beer? Huh?
Come over here.
I feel like this is the type of person who's like, why are you hitting yourself? She's like one of those people.
You're hitting me.
Takes his own hand and hits him with the own hand.
The husband, said Barbara, then went to her brother's room and asked for beer, available in imported and domestically produced varieties. Who wrote that? Who decided to tell you that beer comes in imported and domestically produced
first
varieties?
I'm going to go with Greenlee again.
Okay. Jay?
That's Greenlee.
I'm going to go with Dan.
Okay, the person who wanted to let you know that you can get beer imported or domestic in many varieties was written by Will Greenlee.
Why do I question?
I'm already obsessed with this guy.
Exactly.
I
know that.
Now you're in.
Barbara then returned to the living room wanting more beer. The living room, more of a formal setting, is different from a family room, which is known to commonly have a television in it.
Is that
That's Greenlee
Dan.
Or Dan?
I'm going to go with, it's got to be Dan now because we've gone to Greenlee's.
Okay.
Even though he could write it, I'm not going to be surprised.
I think it's a Greenlee.
Okay, Randy says Greenlee.
I say that's Dan.
Okay. The person who wanted to make sure you knew the difference between a living room and a family room is me.
Yeah!
knew it. Nice.
He said he didn't have any more beer, but she continued to hit him while asking for more beer. She just does the same thing again.
That's her move.
It's
She's like a defensive lineman whose only move is a swim move.
But
right?
Barbara may be crying in her beer because she was arrested and taken to the St. Lucie County Jail.
Let me just say this on both the brother and the husband.
Yeah.
Good on them for not fighting back and just calling the cops instead.
Yeah, they're like, you handle it.
Yeah, like... It could have ratcheted up to like a nasty domestic violence situation.
I think this is common, Barb.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, they knew
they were out of tricks. They're like, look, we need someone else to handle this now.
I know it's probably more of like one of those stop hitting me. Barbara, stop it.
Barbara.
If you don't stop, I'm going to call the police.
This has happened many times. Right. This is not the first time they've had an argument over beer.
I thought you were going to be like, guys, this happens many times in other states. This is, they're
not
barbs.
Just a Florida.
Barbs all over this country.
There's a Barb in Wisconsin right now.
Yeah. And you know what? You're just not hearing about her.
Yeah.
You don't think she's mad about the Packers on a Sunday getting drunk?
She's really mad.
They just don't release the police blotter.
Right.
Don't blame
Greenlee.
Florida, Barb.
I agree. I know.
This story, it could have been literally one sentence.
Nope.
This guy, this guy's incredible.
Words.
He should be celebrated. Like you guys,
he is celebrated.
We've had ones where he taught us what an anchor was and how an anchor works.
Yep.
We've had
export. You're not going to top that.
Imported and exported.
Varieties.
Yep.
Varieties.
Sure.
We also get to play a round of
Guess the AG.
Now, okay. This is so good.
So she's married and brother.
And her name is Barb. Do you want to see a picture of her
now? This
before you guess her age?
This might make it harder. Seeing pictures
I do sometimes. I'll see it.
You want to?
I'll check it. I have a feeling I know close, not close, but I know.
You can guess in the dark if you want. You can pre-guess.
Barbara's, no one names their kids Barbara. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay. I don't feel like people stop naming their kids Barbara.
I also have this
30
theory.
Years ago.
There is not a person under 20 named Gary. Right now.
Gary, yeah. I think you're right, yeah.
Gary Sanchez is the last
one. Was one of the guy's names? Was Gary?
No.
Oh, okay. It's just one of the theories. Okay. Yeah. I'll look at a picture.
You ready?
Yeah. Take a look. By the way, this will be on the Facebook page.
It's Barbara.
Okay, all right.
Is that what, not what you probably
now
thought?
Now you're
some cool chick with dreads.
Yeah.
With dreads named Barb.
I know. She's like exotic looking.
She's like
a kid
we went to middle school with.
I thought it was going to be a woman with like her hair up in a bun.
Oh, definitely bangs.
Bangs.
Yeah, some curled bangs. Okay, how old do you think Barb is?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age.
And you are our guest for, so you can go first, Tig, or third.
I think that because you could just get beer,
right?
And you don't have to beat people to get beer. You can just go get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's of age to purchase it.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm gonna say she's 20.
Yeah, 20.
Ooh, that's a great 20. Point, man.
Okay, Jason or Randy.
I'm gonna say 20 and married.
She's gonna be like 15.
Florida.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say 19.
19.
Yep.
Wait, is this like the Price is Right? Like, is there like a
closest?
Okay.
Closest. I'm gonna say 17.
17 years old.
Yeah, I looked at her. She looks like she's 17.
Okay. So Randy says
20. I say 19. Forrest says 20.
Forrest
says
20.
17.
Jace says 17. Okay. I don't know how I should tell you guys.
Okay. You can't. So two of us are 1 year off.
No.
Wait, can you describe to me what an age is first?
An age. The amount of time a person has lived on the earth that's it is rotated around the sun.
That's what I thought it was. I was just making sure.
Okay. We'll just do it. Townies, get your answers in.
Okay.
Okay? Because Barbara Avriette. The woman who wanted beer on a Sunday. I assume they said
fought
watching football.
Husband.
Could have been a Saturday.
Fought her brother.
Well, they let her in.
Fought
I mean,
the
you
law.
Say Beetlejuice three times. That's on you.
You say Barbel Juice. She's coming in. Barbel Juice is coming in. Barbel's
that's
juice.
What she calls her drink.
Is that Barbel Juice? Give me some of my Barbel Juice.
I got my Barbel Juice. Okay.
Nobody touch my Barbel Juice.
Come here because I can hit you. I'm too drunk. Okay.
Barbel Juice.
Barbara,
jeez,
you've all looked at her, and I hope the townies. I'll try
go
to make sure
to
I put this
Facebook
up right away.
Page,
I'm just a
it.
Boy by myself. We try our best to get these up right away. I hope it's there.
Get up.
Go to the Facebook page and look at this, or go to the Twitter. Mm-hmm. DPT podcast. Barbara is 45 years old.
Oh my God.
Yes.
She looks great.
The great thing is, Forrest, you were right. If you had not gone photo, you would have been like, well, nobody's
what
naming their kids
What would you have
kids.
Said without
Barb
photo?
Anymore.
What were you thinking?
I was going to say
over 30.
Like, late 30s, early 40s
right.
for sure. Yeah.
Here's the crazy thing. That's so.
Can I see her again?
Yes.
She looks so good.
That's
Forrest,
so
Forrest
crazy.
Forrest just said, "I want something to jerk
yeah,
off to."
Yeah, you should just drink beer and beat your family.
That's
I guess
so
apparently.
Crazy that I'm like Will Greenlee. I literally think Will Greenlee put the wrong photo in the article.
She looks.
Don't you think there's a chance that he put the wrong
yes,
photo
yes,
in the article?
That looks like her daughter, who's on the track team in her high school.
She
looks great.
That's 45?
That ain't no 45.
It's so crazy. I'm like,
BA,
Will Greenlee
BA,
put the wrong
photo
in the article.
To fool with our guess the age.
Or maybe user error.
What happened to her? She gets arrested?
That's it.
She gets
arrested. They came and got her. She might be crying in her beer. That was his beautiful pun down at the end.
Barbara.
I'm going to Google her and just see if there's
Barbara Avriette.
Barbara Avriette. Yeah, man. I don't know. 45 years old. Just trying to get some beer on a Sunday.
Florida keeps you young.
But why
guys.
Can't she just go
you're
and get
still
beer?
Defending your state.
Stop it.
Manatees. Who likes manatees?
Nutria. So, dude, you've
cocaine.
Got
cocaine. Right.
You've got the you have an album that people can get. Am I right?
Yeah,
and that is available on your website.
Yeah, it's called Mr. Grizzly. It's nice. Available on my website. There's also I have something called Poor Decisions. It's like I don't want to say special because there was not a big hubbub when it was released.
Oh yeah,
hubbub.
Hubbub.
All right, let's just forget that word.
Right,
that I said.
Especially but, people can get on your site as well?
Yeah, everything's on my website, forestshaw.net, and it's Poor Decisions and Mr. Grizzly is on there.
I love it. And where can and they can see your dates when you got upcoming stuff happening?
Yeah, you know, our, the anything show in, the show just the wrapped because I'm writing on the Jim Jefferies show.
That's
so
right.
I don't know when this comes out. But.
We're not sure either, but do you have anything towards the end of the year and begin into the new year, like January and February?
I'm going to be on the road with Jim in like great. Asia. So
awesome. Oh, wow.
If you're in Taipei...
Yeah, it is awesome, dude. A lot of people say I have a type A personality.
At Squad
and
Brothers.
I'm here.
At Squad
and
Brothers.
At Will Greenley.
Why?
That's very funny. We saw Jim last night do a little set in the show, The Goddamn Comedy Jam, which we did.
And I missed your guys. I'm sorry.
That's all right, man. We had a great time. But I will tell you that he is on top of his game and is really just crushing it. And I know he wouldn't bring you out to set the table for him if you weren't killing it too. We are fans of yours, man. Go out and see this guy. Get his stuff.
People.
It is worth your while. And
Him to defend Florida if you see him. I want you to come up to him at his show and say, okay, defend it now.
Defend it, bro.
We test everything. That's what I was going to say. How about this?
On animals.
Drugs.
On animals.
We tested cocaine first in Florida. That's where it came in first.
That's yes.
It was a hit.
Thank you.
Country loves it. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bath salts, we tested that.
Gone.
Found didn't work out so good.
But you paid the price.
Eat people's faces.
So
yeah.
That's why you gotta test that shit on
that's
people.
That's what we do. We're the focus group for the rest of the country.
Florida is America's focus group. That's a great... Please tell me you say that on stage.
Oh, no, but I'm going to make a bumper sticker.
Florida is America's focus group. I love it. Forshaw, check him out. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, bunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.